Crooked Creek is one of the smallest villages in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
Really spread out this place. There used to be over, what, 150 people. Now I bet we're not even around 100 right now.
That's John Thomas. He's taking me on a tour of the town. He was born and raised in Crooked Creek, and he looks like a skinnier, middle-aged version of Sylvester Stallone with striking bright blue eyes. Thomas runs the only lodge in town. It's been in his family for decades. And he says he sees the most business in the summer when people come to fish for silvers. But even that is not enough.
Business. It's hard to keep it open because there's just no business. We need more people out here.
If the Donlin Gold Mine begins operating, that could be a financial boost for Thomas. The mine would be one of the biggest in the world if completed, and it would be built very close to Crooked Creek. How close? Thomas points out the mine site to me as we drive through town.
And then Donlin's just right over that mountain, right?
You see that ridge just on the other side of that last ridge you could see right there? That way back there? They're just about 5 miles past that.
Thomas helped Donlin haul supplies during the company's early exploration days, and he still does some water monitoring for the company. Donlin has promised to offer about 1,000 year-round jobs if the mine is developed. That's a huge deal for the poorest region in the state. Donlin's financial support in the region goes beyond jobs. You can see Donlin Gold's logo everywhere in Crooked Creek. It's on clothes. It's emblazoned onto the scoreboard at Crooked Creek School. Donlin also helped rebuild a church. It helped residents recover after a bad flood in 2011. Donlin spokesman Kurt Parkin says the company spends $1 million each year in the villages throughout the region, including Crooked Creek.
I think it's important for any business that is working in an area to be engaged with the communities and the people of the region.
The Village Tribal Council in Crooked Creek passed a resolution a decade ago supporting the mine. But the tribal administrator, Ali Zakhar, says the current council is neutral on the mine. She didn't give any more details on why the status changed. Walking around town, I stopped to talk to one man wearing a blue sweatshirt with Donlin Gold in bright, big yellow letters across his chest.
I mean, the money is good, but, you know, it's not forever, this Donlin. You know, if it was a lifetime deal, but what really worries me is contamination.
Stephen Peter doesn't want the mine, but he does see the economic benefits. Like Thomas, Peter used to work for Donlin.
I mean, I had numerous jobs, but I started core cutting to being a driller's helper and geotechnical work with the geologists.
But Peter relies on subsistence, like fishing and hunting. He showed me his shed where he stores his fish and meat.
That was cut in 2017. I'm thinking on doing a little carving out of them.
In his house, he introduces me to his 91-year-old mother, Sophia. She's the oldest elder in the village, and he's her main caretaker. He says his work trapping helps pay the bills.
And I got more traps, you know, somewhere out there. It's mainly where it's up the creek there, Crooked Creek.
Close to where Donlin Mine is?
Yeah, kind of past, maybe 10 miles, 15 miles.
Peter says if the mine starts operating, it would hurt his ability to make a living the way he wants to.
Do you sell your furs, or?
Yes, I do. Gotta have provide something for the house and help pay bills and whatnot.
The divide between Peter and Thomas over the mine is common in the YK Delta, but the stakes are higher in Crooked Creek. Donlin says the company will build the mine as safely as possible, but if there is a mine accident, Crooked Creek is the first community that will feel the consequences, and Peter doesn't want to risk that chance. On the other hand, supporters say jobs could keep people in nearby communities a little longer, and residents in Crooked Creek tell me that they think the Donlin Gold Mine is inevitable, so all they can do is wait for it to come. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Crooked Creek.